Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No. And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Excuse me, man. I'm just trying to have a latte right now, and I'm just hearing your date.
No, I'm sorry.
This is a coffee shop.
I am talking to a future husband and possibly father of my children.
Oh, okay. Say no more.
Who goes on a date in a coffee shop on FaceTime?
It is a lot. It's...
Who does this?
It's very loud, too, because you know...
How do you have an intimate conversation?
Does she not have internet where she is?
She doesn't.
Did you hear what she ordered?
She didn't get internet!
She's like... I'll have a Coke. No sugar.
No sugar.
No ice. I a raw dog Coke. Raw dog.
Did she say Coke?
Yes, but no sugar, which means she meant Diet Coke.
Oh, I thought she said coffee.
No.
Oh.
She got like a no Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, no sugar, which is still what it's referred to in other countries.
Oh, or like no sugar. Oh, yeah, yeah. They do say that. Wow. I mean, what would you have done? I want you to close your eyes.
I hate this when you make me do this.
Close your eyes and just imagine you're sitting in a coffee shop. You're maybe trying to get some work done. You're talking to some guys on Grindr.
Hearing a crazy, blonde, curly-haired woman.
Hello! And you're just hearing a date. And then what would Poodle Boudreaux do in that moment?
I would actually leave. I can't handle listening to other people's conversations. I'm not one of those people who leans in and wants to listen. Okay. That's you.
I think you could that could be your 13th book, Poodle Boudreaux doesn't lean in.
I don't lean in. I don't listen. If you're listening to someone's conversation next to you, unless they're on Runyon Canyon, and those are always priceless. But like, this is a very inside LA joke. It's always like, and then he served me with divorce papers. And then I was like, but we were married three times before, and it was, you know, I was marrying the same guy. And it is the best.
My friend Clayton does like little memes on
For Runyon Canyon,
and it's just him taking a hike in Runyon Canyon. It's hysterical,
y'all. That is this place around where
he's the same one who
Hollywood
did
cliches go.
He did this
with their dogs.
He's the same one who did the video of we're going to Coachella.
Yeah, Coachella girl.
Yeah, he's very funny.
But no, you can hear the. And one time, someone said. Rob, who a guy, someone I am seeing.
We said his name. Thank goodness this is on the Patreon.
I know that's why I'm mentioning it.
On the free feed in like 3 months.
Oh God, take it out.
They'll be broken up by then.
Wow. I'd really love to defend that, but that hurts. I feel very attacked.
I'll take it out if you want, whatever you want.
I don't care. At this point, I don't care.
Okay.
He said, it's like, I was listening to someone, and he's like, and all of a sudden, he's like, it's so good to see you, blah, blah, blah. And remember, consider yourself served and see you in court. It's like they're having a really nice conversation.
Wow.
He's like, seriously, you better show up.
Wow.
Brenton
Canyon. But yes, I don't know if I actually...
I run away from conversations.
It depends on where it is. Like, if I'm in the grocery store, I'll listen to a conversation. But usually in a coffee shop, if especially if I'm sitting in a coffee shop, I want to kind of relax and tune out.
Yeah. No.
Coffee shops have been ruined. This sounds horrible. So this sounds very elitist and classist. So I'm just saying,
which you are.
I really feel, obviously, I feel for people experience homelessness, but that's usually in LA. I don't go to coffee shops anymore because every time I'm in a coffee shop, someone who's experiencing homelessness comes in and starts yelling.
That's happened to me.
Pretty much, that's happened to me multiple times. So now
you got to go to the right ones. Now you're going to the wrong ones.
Well, you know, when you finish with the hookup on Santee Alley, and that's pretty much where you go. I can't go to your blue bottle on Beverly.
That it does help if you go to the ones that are kind of isolated, where they're not along homeless thoroughfares.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yo, this is a single life.
This is the single life. I just want to say one more time. That conversation, people think that the conversations they're having are any different than the conversations that people are having. Oh my God, it's been so long since I've seen you. It's so good. How's your husband? Blah, blah, blah. It's all the same conversation. Just fill in the fucking blanks.
It is the same conversation.
That's what I'm saying.
It is.
You're not special. That's my message for everyone today.
This is Poodle when he hasn't had sex.
It's true. I haven't. It's true. It's been a while.
That's just Poodle, period. But you're right. We're all boring. It's fine.
Again, mediocre is a wonderful thing. It's okay to be mediocre.
Everyone's special and no one's unique.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I'm unique.
Enneagram 4.
But I will say it's a great, but don't expect... My thing is, unless I hear you talking about someone who's like, yeah, I'm going to go see my sister, you know, that time where she fucked our stepfather, then I'm leaning in. Then I need to hear that. But,
okay, that went dark.
Anyway, y'all, I'm also still tired from, If you guys have listened to the show, I've been holding down the fort here.
Yes, I'm back, y'all.
It's a busy week.
I've been dealing with dad stuff. I'm gonna go into it more detail on the 90 Day Show and kind of talk about that. And But yes, so I'll save that. But as many of you know, my dad did pass away, so I've been dealing with that. But I'm happy to be back. As Chelsea Marr says, you work first and play later. So
does he want that on his tombstone?
It already is. He already did his tombstone.
My God.
So anyway, so as of now, I just want to thank Mary Payne, Ryan Bailey,
and Kyle
so much for stepping in and helping Poodle out. And Jake did some things. But the three of them did the most.
Yeah.
So we'll get into all that. I think we're going to save that for more of a 90-day show because it feels more appropriate for that. Or maybe Darcy and Stacey. We'll see.
Maybe. That's a good idea.
He did love blondes with fake boobs. So you know what? Maybe we'll talk about Dad on that show.
Y'all, humor's the only way.
Humor's the only way.
I will say, I think I finally believe your father had cancer.
It stuck to you. You're like, okay.
I came to this conclusion over the last week. And
like, I
weighed out the ways it could be possible.
He wasn't lying.
Well, it's not that. It's I just thought like is it Occam's razor? No, things will happen. No, it's kind of like you line up everything, and the simplest explanation seems like it could be true.
Yes,
yeah.
I forgot what that's called. The simplest. Someone's going to put it.
I think it's Occam's razor. I don't know.
But
yes. Archimedes' hairnet.
So yes, Archimedes' hairnet.
This is good to be doing this with you.
It is. It's very nice to
be back. I missed you.
I missed you, too. It's very nice to be back.
They were, I will say, my guests were fantastic. Kyle, of course, was
fantastic. I'm actually going to listen Bailey. To the rest of it. Because I listened just like a chunk.
Just fast forward through me.
But I mean, I knew your conversation with Ryan, and I know Mary Payne, or no, with Kyle, and I knew Mary Payne. I love the conversation with Ryan.
He's so wonderful. Ryan also, Bailey, y'all, so bad it's good.
His voice is kind of sexy.
He's hot. Ryan Bailey's hot.
Like, his voice is really sexy. But
don't ever say that in that way
again. I'm so confused by it. Because you just think he's going to start talking about sucking dick. Because he knows so much about Bravo.
Trust me, though. His energy is straight man energy.
It's a straight man energy.
But it's a straight man who, it's a straight man who I would actually like to spend time with.
You know who
because there's not a lot of them.
No, he reminds me of, like, you know where you said, like, Andrew is the theater tech guy who rubs your shoulders?
Yeah.
Ryan is the straight guy who's comfortable that in show choir would let you give him a massage.
Yes, he would.
Yes.
He would. Although, I'd probably be in love with him. So I'd be afraid of even
that's the way I would do it. Like, we would give each other massages.
No, you...
Ugh, and he would never, gross. Ever let me suck his dick.
Yuck.
Even when I cried and begged in his Toyota Celica. Sorry, that got specific.
Ryan Bailey's great, though.
He was great. So, yes, happy to be back. Let's talk about... to be back for this show.
This is the season finale of Single Life. You said you enjoyed it. I just
don't like Jesse. This is so Jesse and Yennefer.
I've decided that it's not even the fact that Big Pred was on it and we didn't cover him. I just feel like they thought they had a good, exciting show.
The show ended terribly, it fizzled.
And we just wound up with the storytelling went to hell.
It really,
two-thirds of the way through.
When I look back on it, the most exciting story arc in all this where someone either possibly had a change but was possibly... Sinjin?
Yeah, kind of.
I mean, really, it's Big Ed in a way because he got engaged. But he just got engaged to someone he was already with that he's in a shitty relationship with. So it's not like he had growth.
No, I feel bamboozled. Because not just the fact that I think the cast was too small. Even the last episode that we just saw here was 38 minutes. Not like the usual 42.
I wonder what they're going to do.
It was 38 minutes.
I wonder what they're going to do when they put this. I guess they're just going to have more commercials.
Y'all, if you're producing a show and you go, well, last episode's 38 minutes, here you go.
That means literally
we give up.
It means they gave us the dregs of everything.
Yeah, that's what that means. I agree. And could you blame COVID? Sure. Why not? But yeah. At the same time, I think they got to where they're like, the idea of casting these people was better than the actual reality of it.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you no one wanted to film Natalie after because no. She's shitty. No one. And I guess people enjoyed filming Debbie, but hers was the kind of the nicest arc, kind of, even though not that much happened.
Yeah.
But you can tell by the way people were filmed, no one liked any of these people. No one. Even Sinjin, probably Sinjin, maybe.
Sinjin, maybe. That's why I was going to pause.
But these, you know, these Teamsters who are doing their filming, probably, and the producers, because you always want a guy who's at least going to be a good time guy. And that's what Sinjin is. He's a book boy.
Yeah.
But think about it. You know, Jennifer and Jesse were horrible to work with.
Horrible.
Horrible. Big Pred, the less said, the better.
I actually bet that
the crew probably likes him.
I bet they get along with, because he gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
So he gets it. So yeah.
But it's like, but Natalie, Stephanie was just terrible.
Natalie, all the men are just so scared that she's going to be, why are you looking at me? And the guy's going to say, I'm a director. I'm trying to, like, yeah. It's yeah. Just, no.
And it's just like, and I think they realize there's not a lot of stories to tell here.
That said, the tell-all looks good.
I will say, well, they're doing their best tell-all tricks because they're bringing in Tania, who looks fabulous.
They're bringing in fucking Mike. And I never thought I would be happy to see Mike back on my screen.
He's still doing his best whatever emoji pose. It is,
and yeah, in a shirt that's way too tight. They also, I'm shocked.
He does look like a blood sausage.
They bring up, I thought Ed and Liz were going to be a total love fest, but they bring up that none of Ed's friends and family wanted to be on the show.
Good. We'll have to watch it. We're obviously going to fast forward, but
I could see Stephanie, because she gets this way. I could see her coming for Ed.
Me too.
And I would be here for that.
You know, she's better on tell-alls, much better on the tell-alls than she is on the regular show, because it's a little dose of reality.
You know what? I don't mind her as like a host. If she hosted a show,
yeah,
I don't mind. It's when we have to see about her life. That's so where fake. All that inauthenticity comes in. I got the hiccup and I burped at the same time. It all just came up.
Boy, I really miss these days. I will say on my podcast that happened, there were less hiccups, burps, and
do you have bodily functions all the time? Although I can't really say anything. Because I did fart on you in one of our podcasts.
I'm just some clown here for your amusement.
My sister-in-law enjoyed that one.
Anyway, it's kind of like, I don't know. The tell-all will be exciting, but I think with this, I think the format needs to be redone. It needs to be rethought out. Because this sucked, to be honest. I enjoyed it the first four or five episodes. Then I kind of started hating it. And now by the end, I'm kind of apathetic.
They just didn't have...
I'm giving you a real talk here.
I wasn't apathetic. I still... Actually, the one I enjoyed, I mean, it didn't necessarily go... I guess when I think about... I did enjoy Debbie's storyline, even though it was weird that she went to San Diego. If you think about it, Debbie's storyline was I don't think the way they picked was not her being in a relationship, but her getting the confidence to date again,
right?
For her feeling good about dating, that happened.
That's true.
It was sweet to watch.
It's really crazy because we'd start to see Colt finally realizing that Debbie was the one that kept him. Debbie was the one that micromanaged him. Debbie was the one that kind of made him that parentified child.
Colt's gonna need to go to therapy to work through some mother resentment.
Right.
As we all should, because we all have it.
What do you mean? It's Jaybird. Why'd you say that about me? Well, I guess I'm a terrible mother. I'm the cause of it all.
I'm the cause That's of easy. It all. Oh, goodness. Okay, can we just get Jesse and Yennefer, Yessifer, can we just get them out
Yessifer.
Of our lives?
Yeah. So they're back from their private, y'all, they look like that couple in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, yep. Todd and Margo yep. on the tell-all. Yes. They're like, we're just two beautiful people.
We're just two beautiful. They're gross.
Huge assholes.
They're such assholes. Or like the same on National Lampoon's on the Christmas, they're Julia Louis-Dreyfus and that other guy.
That's just what I said.
On the Christmas one?
Yes. I said National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Oh,
they're that couple.
You said Christmas, and you said Christmas, and I heard European. You're so right. I'm so sorry. I'm just whatever.
That's how I know you don't even listen to me.
I do.
You kind of like laugh, and you're vacant.
No, I heard European. You repeat things I say too. All the time you do. I'll say, and then he went and da-da-da. And you'll go, yeah, uh-huh, totally laugh. And then you'll say, and then he went and da-da-da. We just do that.
Oh, well. No, you do it a lot.
You do too. I just don't bring it up. I don't want you to feel self-conscious.
Oh, okay, sure. So he is,
cut to a week later, everybody's going to see rebranded Reality Gaze with Jake Anthony and Ryan Bailey.
Right. Reality Gay and Straight.
And Straight.
So one thing I thought about, he's like, we're back from the island. We're in love. We want to continue this relationship. Remember, he has met her child for the equivalent of half of a day.
At least what we've seen.
Right.
But it doesn't look like
Yennefer. And her mother for one evening.
Twice. He met her in the beginning, remember?
Right.
And then they had that evening. But yes, it's really just been her. But they're in love.
In love.
And they decide to call Cocoon.
Kaka. Kakwa.
And Kaka.
He's...
Where she said during the phone call, it's... She actually corrected him. She's
Kakwa.
Like, it's Kakwa. But y'all, he can't say this name.
I think it's trolling. It's total trolling.
I think it is, too.
Yeah. He's... Jesse is a bad person, y'all.
He really is.
He's a bad person.
Well, he's already begun controlling her.
Yeah.
He's already wanting... And we'll talk... This is... You know, this happens in the episode, but my main takeaway with this was... Oh, good. He won. He was able to tell, at least, I don't know if she'll do it, but he was able to get her to concede to not see Kakwa anymore.
I don't think that's an unreasonable request. And here's why. They used to date or had something. And so in this very early period, I don't think that's an unreasonable request. What I had more of a problem with was his obsession with finding out if they actually had penetrative sex.
And him having to call her, why can't you just talk to her about it and then believe her when she tells you that?
She hasn't been very open about
I know,
that.
But why can't you? I mean, that's a problem already right there.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
I don't think I would trust Jennifer because there's been so many blanks that she hasn't filled in.
And y'all, so let's just talk. So they call Kakwa on FaceTime.
Ooh, he looked good.
He did. And she's like, y'all, I remember, he's a 26-year-old, as Jesse says, horny, 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 horny man.
Ooh, boy.
As he said many times. So I just want you to hold that thought. And she says, Jesse wants to know the truth about things. What's really going on between... Meanwhile, y'all, she is fixing her hair, looking at her reflection while she's trying to... And so Jesse's like, what's going on with you two? And that's where Kakwa says, there was no sex. And he actually said, there was weird when he was like, was it penetrative?
Yeah, and well, he says...
Or Kakwa said it wasn't penetrative.
Yeah, well, I think he was... That's what he basically said. And... Kakwa says, I don't want to be specific because
she also says too, I don't want the details. I don't do that.
And she's so modest, that shrinking violet her.
Yes.
But he's like, but if you refer to sex as kissing, cuddling, sleeping together,
Jesse's like,
then
do you,
yes.
Do you mean oral sex?
And she went, oh, Oh, don't speak of it. Don't speak of it, Mia Moore.
Mia Moore. Mia Moore. And he's like, cuddling, kissing, there's no
sex. But then
sex.
She said, we had intimate moments.
But no DNA exchange.
I've never heard no DNA exchange.
I had to tell her, when you are kissing, you are exchanging DNA.
Ah.
Right?
I don't. We need to do some more research about this, and then we'll, before we form an opinion.
Because you're swapping spit, and there's.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
I would imagine. I would think so.
But yeah, but cum does have a lot more.
Tonight, Jake is going to be going, give me that DNA.
DNA.
Crisper my ass.
Wow, that's a niche joke. So Jesse says, he's like, he's like, I just need to know that you didn't have sex. And I write, why does this matter? If they're together now, why does it matter?
Because for him, it's the trust. He wants to feel like he can trust her. And he wants to catch her in a lie.
Yeah, that's the way it feels.
Yeah, he wants to catch her in a lie.
And it's not that I don't agree with him that it is probably difficult to trust her because she's left several things out.
Yes.
And when she does get caught in something, she just goes, ooh, ee, and she gets all coy and things.
And Jennifer, she says, and when he's like, so you're sure you didn't have sex? And that's when Jennifer says, he's horny all the time. So, and that's when Jesse's like, he's always horny. I don't want my best friend to be always horny. I don't want to, and then hang out with my always horny best friend. If he's horny, then how could they be friends? Horny.
Horny, horny.
Horny, horny. Horny. Here's
The thing is, now he's not trusting her.
No. No. And Kakawa says, I do have feelings for her. I always will. I can't stop that.
Jesse went, okay. And then the way it's like, okay, we got disconnected.
And then Jeffrey just goes, boop, disconnected. There you go, ciao. And she just looks at him. Y'all, they fucked.
Her and Kakawa?
They fucked.
Huh.
They fucked. She's lying. Because she.
He's lying for
her. Here's the deal. Jesse's a horrible controlling person. Ding, ding, ding. So is Yennefer.
Yeah.
And we're going to be reminded how horrible she is next week in the tell-all when we see her with Tim.
That's right.
I'm so excited Veronica and Tim are going to be on there. Oh, I can't wait to see what Veronica says.
And the thing is, you guys, because of Pillow Talk, they've become favorites.
Oh.
And so...
And everybody sees not only their favorites, but that they're normal.
Yeah.
That they're... I mean, Tim is a little extreme in his own ways, but he's like a normal...
Yes, your boy Tim's back, y'all.
Yeah.
Ooh. Who's got my Obey shirt ready?
His suit that he's wearing does look like a lot.
Von Dutch's hat still in.
I don't even know where he got the suit.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
So, y'all, it's going to be, or as you called him, the living embodiment of embroidered jeans.
Yes.
They're going to come, but I think they fucked. I think they fucked.
I think you're right.
I think
you're right.
I think, y'all, what we learned from Yennefer, she's a liar.
Yeah, and so she placed a call to Kakawa and saying, we're going to have to lie about this.
Yep, I need you to not do this, and I'll fuck your brains out after he leaves. Although, I don't think she would do that. I don't think she's going to be with Kakawa after Yessie's gone. I don't think she's going to cheat
on
him. But yeah, they
lied. I just, so y'all.
And we're like, great, we're done with that storyline. Oh, wait.
We're going to try to manipulate you one more time, audience, into thinking these people actually love one another.
Yes.
By showing us their tearful airport goodbye. And then we have sweet romantic moment.
Wait, I want to give you something. What did you think? He kind of ran back to the car. The music swelled, and I went, is this like in Breakfast and in Tiffany's when she gets that cat? Just this beautiful moment.
Don't know if the moments are comparable, but and you know that doesn't actually happen in the book. That's a film. It's a moment entirely.
I've never read the book.
Of course you haven't. He's actually gay in the book.
I heard he wasn't great.
And you're incorrect.
Wow.
I didn't read a lot of Chaucer's latter works. I don't know what he did.
Yeah, it was a weird moment when Audrey Hepburn became the wife of Bath. Who knew? Didn't see that coming. So they basically, she's like, you think she's going to give him like a note,
and maybe a necklace.
She takes off her panties right there and puts right his there. Hand, and without missing a beat, he smells them. It smells like strawberries.
Panties.
Y'all, he can't stop smelling her panties.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, and he says,
even the candy panties from Caesar, like, hey, that's fucked up.
He was like, he even smells like, oh, that's so hot.
Yeah.
Because they find, y'all.
I didn't think I could be shocked by this couple anymore.
Because you find out that, y'all, they're going to do an OnlyFans. Yeah. They're building up for that. Because she says that she wants to, she says, yes, he really likes to tell me he wants to put babies in me. So that lets me know, y'all, when he fucks her, he says, you want things like, he's like, you want my baby nut?
Yeah.
You want my babies? Like, that's what he's saying all the time to her.
Now, I will say, they probably do have hot sex.
Oh, and they do.
And notice, you brought this up earlier, when he said, are you going to see Cockwad? She's like, you know what? But it's better to stay back from that situation. And I will say, I don't think that's an extreme request, especially if they're building their relationship and they dated earlier.
But I guess it's just the way he went about it.
I agree. It's terrible.
That's what it is more. It's not. It's the way that he almost demanded this.
Well, honestly, I kind of blame her for introducing him to their lives the way they did.
No, she was horrible about it. Again, she's a, y'all, we have to remember, we're no team on this. We're not team Yessie. We're not team Yennefer. There's no team Yessifer.
Suicide pact.
You know what I'm team? I'm team panties. Because those panties are sitting there going, oh, no. I don't want to be smelled by this piece of shit. Please put me back on mommy's vagina. Forgot about the
fulfill
panties.
Fulfill my destiny.
Oh, no.
Those were the candy panties, though.
Oh, that's true.
These are real. These panties are more like, hello.
Hello, yeah.
I'm a real pair of panties that gets worn.
I get washed and dried and then sexified.
These panties have seen shit. They're like,
oh, yeah.
I guess I'm being passed along to another person.
I thought just
who's
going to
get
it
now?
So,
Jesse says, babe, I love you so much. Oh, mi amor. And then he walks away and he says, and if I miss you, I'll just smell your panties.
And then the music swells and it's like the ending of Casablanca.
Fiend.
And did you notice that she was actually crying because she's an amazing actress, but he was doing the Darcy trying to cry with dry eyes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was so painful to watch, y'all. He was doing the Darcy.
Yeah, he wasn't crying.
No.
He wasn't crying.
And then he's like, well, we have to figure out this before the wedding. She's like, wedding?
Wedding.
I need to see a ring. Cue audience applause. Cue
I'm shocked that
laughter.
I'm shocked that they didn't, but I guess they just don't. Maybe she said no. I'm shocked that they didn't get Darcy to show up for this tell-all.
She said no.
I think she said no to it. Yeah. I think Darcy's moved on and she wants to just focus on Darcy and Stacey.
You know what really sticks in my craw about Pillow Talk for Darcy and Stacey? You know who they have on there? I haven't watched it. They have fucking Tom and Emma.
Gross.
Watching Darcy and critiquing her choices.
Ugh.
Because I know they do that for, I know they haven't had Pillow Talk for Single Life. But
I think they will when it comes out on the...
Maybe.
Remember, y'all, this will be on the free feeds. It comes out like 3 or 4 months
later. Because I think they have done that for other people, too.
Yeah, because we're
for their exes
in January.
But it does feel really gross, especially for someone like Tom.
I agree.
And also his sister there. So no one's going to be happy.
No one's going to be happy.
I don't think that's why I don't watch Pillow Talk.
I don't. They do what we do. They're just critique. Like, why do I need to watch that?
With less dicks.
Unless you're watching Alexi and Lauren, because it's just sitting there in sweatpants.
True. Or when Andre and Elizabeth would, you just see his big bulge sitting there.
Just bulge. Okay. So if you are listening on the free feed, this is months later. We're yeah. My father did not just pass away. Don't send me a message. This was in January. So, but yes, if you're listening in March or April, again, Poodle's single now. So while you while you process that, we're going to go to commercial.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit ImpressBeauty.com/PressOn and use code PressOn25 at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the #1 custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
All right, we're back.
I'm here to get my nails done. I like orange.
I like orange.
Is that a thing now for orange. Women and just gross nail colors?
Yeah, women.
I hate orange, so.
Oh, no, I like a good coral nail.
That's different than orange. Coral is different than orange.
I don't love orange on Natalie's skin tone. Yeah. I love...
Black women, I could see black women making it work.
Women that usually have color, period, you'll be surprised a lot. Like, I know some... one of my friends who is from Mexico, like, she wears orange nail and brighter colors and looks gorgeous on her.
Yeah.
So, but for Natalie...
It's garish.
It's like you and I can't wear orange.
Right.
We got too much pink in our skin. Oh, I see a grinder.
Jesus.
Grinder profile. Someone just send in their dick?
Maybe.
Wow.
Forget about him. Wow.
Must be a big one. That took you back. Wow. Some people, they feel like the Omicron wave's going down.
Yeah, we're still dealing with it in LA, though.
We are still there.
But New York numbers are going. Y'all come see us in New York.
New York is getting better.
This weekend.
Yes, and the numbers are going down there. So, but no, they're dealing with it there. They're dealing with it in Oklahoma, too. This is when they're having the big spike there.
Yep. South Carolina is finally starting to go down.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
Thankfully, your parents are out in the boons.
Yep. And they're both vaccinated.
Okay, so...
So she's meeting Yolanta, her friend, and she's telling her about Josh, and she's like, you know, he is a modeling platform business entrepreneur entertainer.
And Yolanta's going, huh?
He's a Joe Francis, y'all.
Yeah. Who's Joe Francis? I don't know who that is.
Girls Gone Wild. You don't remember the guy, Gerald?
Is he the one who created it?
People are screaming.
No, I remember.
Google Joe Francis. How do you not? And he was gross and he got like arrested.
Really?
How have you never heard of some of
Joe
Francis? Why
would I watch Girls Gone Wild?
Because it was, you wouldn't watch Girls Gone Wild, but it was in the culture. Like he went to jail. I think he went to like celebrity rehab or something like that.
I remember him going to jail or someone going to jail, but I didn't know his name was Joe Francis. Is he still a celebrity now?
No.
Thank God.
I'm glad that that was the point of that story, and I had to fill you in on the cultural relevance of Joe Francis before you could even understand
it. I'm amazed that, and feel good, dude. Could anyone make a Girls Gone Wild show now?
No.
That I feel good about that.
No. That was a different time.
What about Guys Gone Wild?
That they had that too. We sold them at the gay bookstore.
What was it? Did you ever watch it? I'm sure you had to watch it for work.
I had to watch it for screener purposes. Yeah. We screened it sometimes. It was just guys showing their dicks. Some like gross, predatory
like
guy.
Just their flat,
going around.
Flaccid dicks?
Yeah.
Not hard?
No.
What's the point?
that's why I never took off as much, because gay guys are like, so what?
Yeah, a flaccid dick is like a TiVo without
a
remote.
I like a flaccid dick.
It's like a TiVo without a remote. What the fuck can
it's
you do
okay.
with it?
Well, like...
Just sit there and look at it.
What are you expecting to see on television? Hard dicks?
You know what? We see women with hard nipples. Why not?
I don't think
women
that's the same.
Women show everything.
I don't think hard nipples are the same as hard dicks.
They just showed a dick on Sex and the City, and they showed what's his name, Rimming some guy on
Euphoria.
Euphoria.
See, you know this pop culture.
Well, because if it doesn't get out in the queer TV newsletter, I'm not gonna see it. That did not make Girls Gone Wild.
Pink
is a new blog.
People are gonna scream at you because
I miss Pink is a new blog. I love Trent.
Is this 2005?
What happened to him?
Wow. You know what? Blogs went away. Blogs, hate to tell you.
Blogs went away. They really did.
You sound so old right now.
I remember when I moved out to LA, people said, you should start a vlog. And I was like, what's a vlog? What's a blog with video? And that was so hard for me to understand.
And now it still is hard for me to understand. So, you guys, she's talking to Yolanda. She's like, I feel like we were both 15. But she's like, but he has two children. And I did not ask about... children because, you know, I did not want to be that person on the date.
That's not something you do first thing on a first date.
She's a liar.
And I went,
she's a fucking liar.
You did that. You've done that.
Well, here's, but
you are that person.
But I'm saying she explained it such. She says, I didn't ask about his kids because I was nervous. No, you were put off by the fact that he had two different children with two other women, and you were upset about the idea of having to deal with other people.
Yes.
And it makes you sound awful when you say it out loud to your friend. So you realize it's best not to say that.
That's exactly it. And so
made me furious.
Well, Natalie says, well, he just doesn't text me good morning. He doesn't text me good night. And Jolanta's like, well, you need to tell him that you're that you're like those things.
I 100% agree with Yolanta. You need to tell him that's your thing.
They've only gone out on one date, though.
True, true. But that's what Natalie needs. I would hate that.
But what she's built up in her mind after one date.
Yeah.
She's like acting like she's in fucking love with this guy.
And Yolanta says, you know, that modeling business.
This is my favorite part.
It's kind of that party lifestyle. You need to be careful. And she was like,
just saw Natalie's world just crushing. Like just melting. She's like, yeah, you're not going to know where he's at.
She gets that look where she's like, I love you, tree.
I love you, tree.
She went back there.
I think that I shall never see.
A poem lovely as tree.
As tree.
So that's the next thing when they're going when she goes into the coffee shop. She's like, I'd like a Coke, no sugar.
Yes.
And they have the date.
And so she messages Josh, and she's like, she comes up on the video, y'all, and it's so, she's so like, just schizophrenic, or the way she acts. She's erratic. She's just so like,
yeah,
she's smiling so big. I feel like she was a pageant kid, and she still thinks the world is full of pageants.
No, this is just her posing. She has to do that for... Sorry, there's a ruckus in my hallway.
We're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. We're gonna raise a ruckus tonight. There's some song I know with ruckus, and I'm...
Fascinating. I'm just sitting here just staring at you.
I gotta look at... That's a good word. I like the word ruckus.
Ruckus?
Yeah. Didn't you get that when you were a kid? My mom would come in and she'd say, you know, Matthew, Brian, y'all stop raising a ruckus in here. I'm trying to work for your dad or do whatever.
No, I've just heard it.
You mean
a ruckus.
Mother Poodle has never said you and your brother were raising a ruckus?
I think she said, she would say something like, it sounds like a very, like a Western / Texas / Midwestern thing to say. That would
a lot of people say it in Texas. Yeah, ruckus.
My mother would say, "What's going on in here? Sounds like someone's fighting a war." Or caw,
fighting.
Why are my children so loud?
She just went to a more dramatic.
Yeah.
Okay.
She would say, "Why are you boys so loud? Why's all the screaming?" And then she was screaming.
Which is what you do.
Yeah. What's your point?
Exactly. So Josh is on, and he's like, so what have you been up to? And Natalie goes, I don't know.
She does say, I don't know. She's like, what does that mean?
And Josh is like, okay, what's on your mind? And she's like, I genuinely like you after one fucking date.
I want you to ask me about my day. Remember, I am Ukrainian girl.
And my countryman has to show they're interested.
So this is obviously a situation.
And she's like, we have a different lifestyle than you're used to. I'm Ukrainian, not American, Ukrainian. She's going, oh, wait.
Oh,
I smell cigarette smoke. Oh no.
Oh, let me go open the door.
No.
See who that is.
Oh God. Oh wow. Hey, can you put your tit in your shirt before you come in the door, please?
Hello, it is I, Olga. It is I, cousin Olga.
Boy.
Oh.
It's been a while, Olga.
Yes. I'm much worse for the wear. Thank you. Thank you for I saw
it's been a long year, maybe a good year. That you haven't been here.
You know, it's been a year.
Yeah.
It's been a time.
Yeah.
It's been a, you know, COVID is bad for lots of people. For cousin Olga, you have to be smart, but you can make a lot of money.
Did you lock down and get some husbands?
Lockdown is interesting phrase.
Okay.
I do what I call lockout.
Lockout.
Where I go to meet men and tell them that they have delivery downstairs. I lock door and I spend 3 days in the apartment.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And order Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah. They go away. For a while. Mostly because they know they have to go back to wives.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. That's, I'm usually in the second apartment.
Oh.
All Chinese businessmen have second apartment.
Oh, okay. You just stay there until the credit card gets
second location,
changed.
Yes. I stay, usually someone knock on door and they say, security, come here. And then I show up as call girl who sleeps outdoor. And I'm like, no, they're back there in the back. Other lady waiting for you.
Wow.
So
wow,
you just
lived your life.
It's pretty good.
COVID.
It's pretty good. So I just want to stop by.
No, but what? Yeah. What do you do? Are you watching? Are you watching Natalie?
I just watch television.
But what do you think of Natalie and trying to tell Josh?
Oh, Natalie! Natalie! Oh,
she needs more attention.
Oh, this bitch. We're still talking about this bitch.
This bitch is still here.
How is she here in this country? How is
maybe,
so?
Well, maybe she's having her ex-husband, who she's not divorced with yet, but she's having her ex-husband pay for everything for her.
Well, that's good.
While she lives
that's
in Florida.
Good. That's good. Good, good, good girl.
And he's on the other
side. Could it be that I misjudged you, Natalie?
He's on the other side of the country.
Ooh,
in cold, rainy weather while she's in sunny Florida with a lot of old men.
Natalie, I must talk to you about being Olga Podolskaya School Ambassador. Because that is actually a smart move. I must say it's better if they are in a different country than you are in.
Yeah.
But and how is she getting not divorced here? What is she doing? Is
we don't
she
know.
Blackmailing family?
We don't know.
Is she holding people ransom?
Maybe. We don't know.
Because those are Podolskaya things.
She could
to
just
do.
Be sending his mother a lot of butter. She likes butter.
No, it's not doing things. You, it's better. It's better not to talk to mother-in-law.
Okay.
To isolate them.
Okay.
Perhaps have them killed by Russian mafia.
All right.
But good for her.
Yeah.
Seems like she's doing things correctly.
She is. So
she is dating now?
She's dating now. Yes.
Cool.
Well, kind of this guy Josh. He runs models. He Ooh. Like is a model manager.
That sounds lucrative.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
he has girls all around
who are like, just print models, not sex trafficking.
It's not what I was asking.
It's
not what I was asking. Do you know what his last name is?
I don't.
Do you know if he's looking?
He does have two different kids from two different wives.
That's fine.
Okay.
I just need to know if there are any credit card or liens on his bank account.
Yes. Olga, I'm going to need you to say what you want about Natalie or you have to go.
All right. Natalie's still a basic Ukrainian girl who needs to stay in America and she needs to step up her game.
Okay.
She needs to go and she needs to go somewhere where men are wealthier and die sooner.
Oh, yes.
St. Petersburg is not bad. But she needs to go. She needs to find...
Like Tampa. Melbourne.
Possibly
what
Miami.
About
Miami.
Okay. Palm Beach.
Yes, there's much more money laundering going on there.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Anywhere you could go, there are criminal things, you're going to get married quicker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Need to do that. But I have to go. I have to go back to Monterey Park. This is where I'm staying now.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's not the nicest area.
You know, I find it lovely. Find it lovely.
I'm sure the I'm sure you're friends with many a street rat.
Who do you call a street rat?
Thank you, Olga.
I live in 8-bedroom house. До свидания.
Thank you, Olga. And she's gone, everybody.
Oh, it still smells like soak in here.
But Poodle, you missed her again.
Oh.
Wow, it's been a lot. What a way. I feel like that just sums up Natalie's. I think
he
does. Even want to say.
He invites her to L.A.
He does.
Y'all, this is the worst thing in the world for her to go to Los Angeles.
This is, y'all, this is. Josh tells her, my career and my children are the most important thing in my life. And so it's not that I'm not interested in you, but I just have other commitments. Y'all, if someone's really interested in you, well, first of all, it's good that he's not love bombing her, but if someone's really interested in you, they'll contact you a little bit. Although I think Natalie has, she wants to be hot and heavy immediately.
No, this is dead in the water like everything
for
her.
Dead in the water. Y'all, he just wants to fuck her.
Yep.
This is just a bang thing for him. And I don't mean in a bad way. I think he just wants to have a good time. Two consensual
adults. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And I think he just wants, that's not what Natalie wants. He doesn't realize she needs like a ring on her finger before she can even think about.
Yes. Yeah. All of that. So it ended with, she's like, I'm increasingly optimistic.
Yeah.
But then the next day,
can you blow
y'all
me a kiss goodbye? No.
No. So let's talk about Debbie.
Oh, boy. Mom, weather in San Diego's great.
Pee-wee, we're going to go see Bill. Bill's here, Pee-wee.
Bill? Mom, does he have a life insurance plan?
I don't know, Pee-wee. I'm going to check him out right after. He's like kind of an old guy.
Oh, okay. All right.
You're not going to kill him. Not going to kill this one.
Oh, man.
I'll let you have a drifter.
Okay. Perfect.
Y'all, this guy we meet, Bill, he's perfect for her. She's got someone who's a little older than her.
Yeah.
And
I kind of mean this in a good way, who seems like, at first I was like, did Debbie just find a gay best friend?
He does seem a little gay.
But I don't think he is. I think he's just, y'all, Debbie, you wouldn't think it, but Debbie wants a man who, I think Debbie wants
to go to... Non-threatening.
Non-threatening. She has such kind of... I'm going to use this word, but it's a gendering word, so I can't... So correct me if you can think of a better word. She kind of has very what society would often claim as masculine energy, where she's kind of gruff and to the point, and also...
She's domineering.
There's domineering and a hardness to her.
Yes.
He has more of like kind of a...
Passivity
and also
very complimentary to her.
Yeah, it's a complimentary where she's like, her energy is like a rock, his seems like water.
Yeah.
And so I could see this couple happening, and he keeps saying, you look so beautiful.
He's like, I've got three cats and you have many
cats. And she says, well, you're better than your pictures. And he's like, well, and they're both kind of nervous. He said, I used to be a hippie. Y'all, that means they've done some drugs.
Yeah.
Debbie likes to do a little bit of drugs, or used to. She was a hippie. And
he said, I like bowling.
And she's like, I like bowling too. Oh, Mom, am I going to not bowling with you anymore? You're going to take Bill.
Pee-wee, be quiet. You can go bowling. You can go bowling on my face later.
So, y'all...
Face bowling. There's a freckle who play with you.
There really is nothing happened. It's just they go on a date.
No, and Bill's like, you're so much fun. Puts her in the van. And she's like, it's right what I wanted. Rap machine from the friend zone and the fuck zone. Just where I want to be. I'm always between the friend zone and the fuck zone.
I want to be in the kill zone.
That's the thing. Pee-wee should be on the single life.
Pee-wee
next,
should be on the
but it would just be him murdering people.
It would just be an episode of Dexter. Y'all, that's the show. That's all
that's
we got.
That's the show.
That's the show. Next week is a tell-all, and then we're done with this shit show.
And it may be we're traveling and we're doing a live show in New York, so it may be, I think the episode is going to be a little late because it's a travel day for us.
Yeah, it just so happened. So we'll get to it when
we'll get
can,
to it probably it is mid-week, in the plan the following week.
Yes. Yeah. So come see us in New York City at the Gramercy Theater. We're going to be there on two nights. Our Saturday night show is a little more sold out. But
got about 20 tickets left.
But there's plenty on the Friday night show as well. Tons. Bring your friends.
Bring your friends. Your enemies.
You've got to be. We don't know. Somebody asked you, do you have to be vaccinated? They said, do you have to have a booster?
It's highly suggested. Vaccinated.
I don't think it is.
The rules in New York are vaccinated includes two shots or one J&J shot.
However, y'all. New York could fucking change the rules on Tuesday, right. And then you would be scrambling.
Yeah.
So we recommend, if you haven't, I would get your booster if it's been a bit.
We also recommend an N95 mask.
Yes, N or KN95 mm-hmm. mask, please. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes.
And if I have to be in the hands of one more man,
oh, let me smell you.
Who smells me? I can just look down my life as a long, long James Michener novel without a satisfying ending.
Call us.
That got dark.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this. But some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
Caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.